Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is Thursday night, the 9th of November, 2023. I'm John, and
I am Milo.
That was a good one. That was one of your best. Milo. My Sharona. You know, we didn't have a show last week. Had a problem with Grandma's furnace, so your cousin Nate is a HVAC guy, and he came out and looked at it, and so it ran into the 7 o'clock time. So that happens from time to time on this show. It happens on any show. I mean, this is we have families and lives and things of that nature, but we're glad to be here tonight. We're glad to be here. This is season 2, episode 10, and we're really happy to be here with you. Milo's going to give us an update. He's lives in Dublin, Ohio, and he is on the Dublin youth basketball team, the Cavaliers. And his mother, Emily, my daughter, is the coach of the Cavaliers. So could you please give us an update on how the Cavaliers are doing and what's going on there?
I mean, well, so we had our first scrimmage. We lost by 2 baskets. And yeah, that's really all basketball's going.
Tell me about the players on your team. I know you have a lot of players over from last year, right?
Yeah, so the positions are pretty nice this year. I like the positions.
Okay.
So
tell me who's playing what.
So Theo at point guard. Me, I'm shooting guard. Shooting guard and point guard. I'm a guard and like sometimes a center. And then we got, I think Eli at small forward. Bradley probably at power forward. Ricky probably would be power forward. And then we got, Oliver and Benny at center.
Yeah, the big guys to play underneath.
Yep.
Are they good rebounders? Are you the tallest on the team?
Yeah, but they're better at like center, but like I mean me and Benny kinda are like the same height.
Okay. Yeah, just remember when you're playing, it's a team sport and everybody gets involved. Pass the ball around, find the open man, play tight defense, listen to your mama. And I'm excited to come see you guys. That'll be a lot of fun. That I can't wait to do that. So when the season starts up, and we'll load us up here and come over and see you. We're not too far away. For the listeners that aren't from this area, we are, 40, 45 minutes away. Not too bad. So it's not a bad drive at all, and looking forward to that. So that's the Dublin Youth Athletic Basketball Team. And is that for third and fourth graders?
Just Milo? Fourth graders.
Just fourth graders. Graders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then next year, is it just all fifth graders?
Yep.
Yeah, and then it's all sixth graders.
Yeah, and then it goes into middle school.
Yeah. They normally, like used to anyway, in the sixth grade, they would have traveling teams. And what that means is you would get, like, the best players from all of your teams, and then you'd make a team of those people, and they would travel to the different towns, like Hilliard and Canal Winchester,
yeah,
and play those teams. And that's what I coached that team for quite a while. It was a lot of fun.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
But next year, I'm gonna try out for the travel team where we travel around.
Yeah, that's the same thing. That's the traveling team, the all-star team. We had a sixth grade traveling team, which was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but we played Dublin, we played Hilliard, we played Pickerington, we played Grove City, all over the place. A lot of fun. Kids had a lot of time to learn basketball, and it was good. Really cool. So good luck with your team, buddy. Good luck with the Cavaliers, and take it one game at a time. And anything else to say about the basketball team?
No, I have one thing to say, though.
Okay.
I use the restroom. Sorry.
I'll go ahead and talk about NCAA football. Okay, so what's going on with the college football? We don't want to get too much into the political part of it with the sign stealing and all of that going on because it's still under investigation. You just kind of wait because there can be a lot of allegations against the University of Michigan for what they were doing with being able to go off campus and buy tickets and scout teams by stealing their signs. And that is the allegation against it, but they still have to prove that, and they still have Michigan, University of Michigan and Jim Harbaugh can defend themselves and see how that comes out. But it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes you get caught up in wins and losses, and it's really integrity is very important. And sometimes I think about, you know, the cost that it takes to win at any level. You just have to maintain your integrity. So as we stand right now, Ohio State is number one in the CFP and the college football playoffs rankings. OSU is number one. Georgia is number two. Michigan's number three. And Florida State is number four. So if the playoffs would start today, OSU would play Florida State. Georgia would play Michigan. And the winners of that would play for the national championship, which could be OSU and Michigan. So one of the things that could happen, and we are in Ohio, so we're pretty much into that. You back?
Yep.
Okay. We're talking about Ohio State and the college football playoff poll. Ohio State's number one,
yep.
Georgia's number two, Michigan's number three, Florida State's number four. So if Ohio State, let's just say.
Wait, OSU one?
What's that?
Ohio State's number one?
In the college football poll, there's all kinds of – there's the AP poll, there's the CFP poll, there's the coaches. Well, we're number one in the CFP, and that's the one that the teams for the playoffs. So right now OSU is number one. What's interesting, we were talking about, you know, the problems that Michigan's having. Say Ohio State has more games before Michigan. They have Michigan State this weekend, and then they play Minnesota. If both those games will probably be closer than people think because teams get better at the end of the year. You can throw the records out. And so let's say Ohio State goes into that game undefeated. Let's say Michigan wins their next two games and they go into their game undefeated, Ohio State and Michigan. It could happen that they could meet again in the playoffs. So they could play in that game, and then whoever would win that game would be probably the top in the CFP, and they may play Michigan or Ohio State may play each other. And that would just be incredible if they played each other twice in the same year. Ryan Day could use to win a couple of games against Michigan. So he hasn't, I think he's lost the last three or four. So that's pretty interesting that how good the two teams are. Hopefully they don't get caught up in the NCAA investigation with the sign stealing. And let's just wait till the season's over for that. That's okay with me. I just would like to see the teams basically match up on November the 25th, which is coming up, and to see how they would do. So that's pretty cool stuff there. So this weekend we have, let's see, OSU and Michigan State. Last week, OSU beat Rutgers 35-16. Very close game all the way through. Ohio State was behind at halftime. I believe it was 10-9. Then they scored three touchdowns in the second half. Their defense is really good, and their offense is learning. A new quarterback, Tavion Henderson, had a great game, over 100 yards. So they are looking pretty good as a team right now. I think it's going to take all their effort to beat Michigan if they can go up there and do that. So we have a game this weekend, Milo, with Ohio State and Michigan State. So what I need you to do is tell me, who do you think will win that one?
Okay. Sorry, Michigan State fans, but if y'all get blown out that bad against Michigan, I think Ohio State is probably going to blow you guys out. Let's say... let's go... 48-7.
48-7.
Yeah, Ohio State.
Okay. I'm going to pick Ohio State 35, Michigan State 14. So I think it'll be close in the first half again. I don't know why the Buckeyes seem to fall asleep in the first half, Milo. If they ever, like, just come right out, they have to get, you know, the ball moving around, and Marvin Harrison Jr. has to get his hands on the ball. He's the best player in college football right now, I think. So they need to get him the ball. Henderson gets the running. They will be pretty hard to stop. So Milo's picking Ohio State 48 over Michigan State 7. John is picking Ohio State 35 over Michigan State 14. So that'll be a lot of fun, man. Watching that game. It's a night game, Milo. It's at 7 o'clock. And it's kind of it's at Ohio Stadium, and it's at night, and it's pretty cool. So let's take a music break, and we'll be right back, and then we'll jump right into we'll touch on the NBA, which we – didn't do last week. We'll talk about the World Series real briefly, and we will get into, we'll probably talk more about the NFL and high school football than anything. So we'll be right back after this.
Don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now. whatever you do, do it good, whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too. Everybody on the floor.
Sports time with John and Milo. We're back. That was the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band with Express Yourself. Great music there, man. Good dancing music. So let's talk a little bit. Yeah, were you dancing there, buddy? Dancing around the kitchen? Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, I was expressing myself.
Ow!
The NFL... A lot of things going on there. I mean, this is like, you can't get much better than what's going on right now in the AFC North. It is the strongest division, in my opinion, in professional football right now. You have the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Cincinnati Bengals. All four of those teams are playing really well this year and all have their strengths. So what we've got from last week, Cincinnati defeated Buffalo 24-18 to take their record to 5-3. Cleveland went, they blitzed and shut out the Arizona Cardinals. And I think Cleveland's playing really good. 27-0 over the Cardinals. Cardinals are having all kinds of problems with the quarterback situation. They just don't, Kyler is out, and so they have their backup, and he got hurt, and then they had a guy come in and play that I don't think had played, and they just have a lot of things going on there. That's professional football. That's not unusual. Happens to a lot of teams. Now they get banged up. That's a tough season, man. It's a physical sport. So that was the two teams that we follow. We have a couple games coming up. We have Cleveland and Baltimore play this weekend.
I'm the biggest Seahawks fan in the world.
Oh, the Browns and the Ravens play, don't they? Oh, we don't talk about the Seahawks. Yeah. If we lived in Seattle, we would, dude. So we'll let you have your time to talk about Seahawks. But the Browns and the Ravens play. The Browns are at 5-3, and the Ravens are at 7-2. So I would love to see the Browns win that game. The Cincinnati Bengals. What's that? You know the score?
Can we do, like, where you say Colts or Patriots and I say the score?
Yeah.
And who I think I'll win and stuff? All right, let's do it.
So it's going to be the Browns and the Ravens. What's your score?
Ravens 42, Browns 3.
Ooh, buddy, that's rough. I'm going to pick the Browns to win this game. 17-14.
Okay.
How about Cincinnati and Houston? Or is it, they call themselves Texans?
Yeah.
The Texans, Houston Texans. Who do you pick there?
Bengals 28, Texans. 28-10, Bengals.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm going to pick the Bengals. That's pretty close to what I'm thinking. I'm going to say 24-17. Oh, Cincinnati wins. That one goes. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, man. There's also some good games going on. One of the ones that we'll be watching, your Seahawks play at 4:30. They play the Washington Commanders, who are playing pretty good this year. So the Seahawks come in at 5-3. The Washington Commanders are at 4-5. Who you pick on that one?
Seahawks. Let's go Seahawks. Seahawks 34, Commanders 13.
Okay, that's a good score. I'm going to go with the Commanders going to win this game 17-10. I've actually watched them play the last couple of weeks. They've looked pretty good. That's the NFL. We do just want to say that we're not – I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan. I follow them, but I don't follow baseball that much when the Reds aren't playing. But the Texas Rangers won the World Series, so hats off to them. And if you have a hat, take it off and congratulate them. They beat the Diamondbacks. Okay, so we're going to probably the most interesting part of the show is Ohio high school football. Now, we have interest in Milo's grandma and grandpa Mesmer from Cary, Ohio. Your grandma and grandpa Darlington are from West Jefferson, Ohio. And there is a chance, I don't know if it's going to happen, but they could play each other in the state playoffs. They're both in Division VI. It should be, this Friday night, it will be good. West Jeff defeated Nelsonville York last week, 29-7. Nelsonville York came into the game. I think they were 7-3, or 8-2, and then they came out 8-3. West Jefferson is now 11-1. They lost one game to Northeastern, and they play Fort Fry this Friday night at 7:00. Fort Fry takes a 10-2 record into the ball game. So Cary beat Columbia 48-0. So they've really been on a roll since they lost the first couple of games. I mean, they are really playing well. And they played Crestview. They played Columbia and Crestview, and now they play who is it? Columbus Grove? Yeah. So they're playing every
Columbus
team
Grove.
That starts with a C. Everything in that whole thing. Cary, Crestview, Columbia, Columbus Groves all starts with a C. So that'll be cool to watch that, to see how Cary does. Hopefully they come out, the Blue Devils come out on top of Columbus Grove, and West Jefferson can defeat Fort Fry, which they played Fort Fry 2 years ago, Milo, and the game was like 16-14. West Jeff won, a very close game, a really good game. And so you've got two really – well, actually, right now, all the games are great. They're playing at off-sites. They don't play them at the high school. They play them at a place where it's mutuals that people can go and from all over. And half, if like if you're in the north or the south, you can meet somewhere in the middle. So that's cool. So we got that going on. We will definitely talk about that. So why don't we take what you think will happen there, buddy? West Jeff, who do you think will win between West Jeff and Fort Fry?
West Jeff 18, Fort Fry 15.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to say West Jeff 28, Fort Fry 21. It's going to be a close game. Okay, Cary versus Columbus Grove. What's your score there? Both teams come in 10-2.
Cary 39, Columbus Grove 7.
Okay. So then they will all, those two teams will advance to the regional six to Division six regional finals. Okay, so I think we've covered everything, buddy. We've left one thing dangling to cover, and that's joke time. It's joke time with John and Milo. Are you ready? Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Isabel.
Isabel who?
Isabel working? Get it? Knocking on the door and the bell. Isabel working? Okay. How does the moon get a haircut, dude? Have you ever thought of that? The moon's hair grows out a little bit and it needs a haircut. How does the moon get a haircut?
I don't know.
Eclipse it?
Eclipse and eclipsing, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Why are hot peppers good at archery or shooting bow and arrow? Why are hot peppers good at shooting bow and arrow?
Because they come in hot.
Because they have an arrow. They have an arrow. Habanero. What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
I don't know.
Finding half a worm in your apple? Means you ate the other half? Okay, the last joke of the day, and we really appreciate everybody listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. Come back and listen to us next week. We will have a different time. We switched it around a little bit because of basketball practice and furnaces blowing up and all kinds of stuff, but we appreciate you listening. So the last joke of the day is, what did the duck say after buying – he went to the drugstore, Milo, and he bought some chapstick. What did the duck say after buying chapstick?
I don't know.
Put it on my bill. Get it?
Hmm?
Put it on my bill?
No.
Okay, so you say, I don't have the money, so put it on my bill or put it, I'll pay it later. And then he actually is putting chapstick on his duck bill because he's a duck.
Oh, yeah,
I'm excited. It's rough. The joke time is pretty rough. Okay, buddy. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch you later.
Catch you later.